Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. We come this far by grace. You're to sing with grace into your heart to the Lord. Amen. Now, let me show you four ways that you access the grace of God. I already shared a couple of them with you. First way is by humility. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And the Bible says that God gives grace to the humble. If you will humble yourself, you will get immediate help from God. Your help will be immediate. Immediate. The minute you humble yourself and you stop depending on yourself, your own ideas, your own plan, and you begin to embrace the plan of God, immediate help is made available. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. See, there's a due season for your blessing. And you got to have grace sometime to help you to endure till that due season comes. It's God giving you a pep talk. That's the grace of God helping you. Comforting your soul. Amen. You receive grace by prayer. See, come boldly. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. The throne of what? Grace. Oh, it's the throne of grace. What you think you're going to find around the throne of grace? What is the one characteristic about the throne? Grace. So it's not the throne of condemnation. It's not the throne of fear. It's not the throne of you ain't never going to mount to nothing. You're not going to hear that around the throne. You're going to receive encouragement around the throne. You're going to receive strength there. You're going to receive God's mercy there. Amen. Seeing that we have a faithful high priest that's passing to the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. See, when I got a need, I know where to go. I go to the throne of grace. Say, God, you know, this ain't all about me. You know, I can't do nothing without you anyway. I need some help. I need some grace. In that grace is the revelation of what I need to do next. Everything I need. I need the wisdom. I need the peace. Whatever it is I need, I receive it. Amen. Then grace comes by revelation. It's by you studying the word and getting into the word of God and allowing God to reveal himself to you. God wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to show himself strong to you. And when you do, when he begins to open your eyes and you begin to see him and how much he really does love you, I'm going to tell you there's another grace that enters your life that causes you to be hungry for him, that causes you to want more. How many of you ever got in a place of prayer and it was so good you wonder, you say, now, why I don't do this all the time? I've been there. You know, you miss a day or two and you say, boy, I got back in the presence of God. And you got so much revelation, understanding about what you're supposed to do. You say, man, I could kick myself for not doing this all the time. It's so good. Because why? Because you access grace. When God tells you something to do, he also provides the grace for you to do it. That's why you need to spend time with him. Because when he gives you a divine instruction, then you're going to have the power to bring it to pass. Right? If you don't pray and you just come up with some ideas, now it's on you to make it happen. Right? But if you get your instruction from him, he said, now, boy, I got something to help you there. So I want you to do this right here, but everything you need, I'm providing. Do this right here. Call this person here. Go see this person right here. Go do this right here. Do it this way right here. And when you do it, you got the blessing on it. See, then you don't have to ask God to bless what I'm doing. Why? Because it's already blessed. Hallelujah. Then you receive this grace by faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, listen to this, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making not ashamed, because the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given to us. And then he goes on and talks more about the grace of God. We've been justified freely by his grace. Scriptures say that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the last scripture I'm going to share with you. Hallelujah. Is a powerful, powerful scripture. Glory to God. Turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I receive the grace of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me with the grace of God. Grace comes from Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace works in you. Grace works upon you. God can put his grace on you and God can put his grace in you. Grace on the inside gives you strength and stamina and peace and revelation. Grace on the outside protects you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Empowers you. Bible says that with great signs and wonders, the church gave witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ because the grace of God was upon them. When you have great grace on you, there's going to be a witness in your life that Jesus is alive. You got great grace on you, your life will be a witness of the resurrection. That's why we need to all be desiring and say, God, put that grace on me, because I want everybody to know Jesus is alive. Amen. 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 Praise God. Then the last benefit that I'm going to talk to you about is confident expectation comes through grace. Hallelujah. Look at verse 15. Therefore, brothers, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, who has loved us. What did he do? And have given us what? Everlasting consolation and what? Good hope through grace comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, so, well, Pastor, what is all that saying? It's saying this right here, that when you understand the grace of God, you can be confident about your future. In other words, you should expect good things to happen to you. Amen. You should have good hope because of God's grace, because you realize it's not you doing it anyway. You're a participant, but I'm going to tell you, it is the power of God that enables you to do what you're doing. You can give God the glory for it. So I want to tell you this here, no matter how bad your life has been, no matter how difficult this year may have been for you, I'm going to tell you, look forward to the future with good hope through grace. Because of the grace of God, you're going to make it. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be wiser. You're going to be healthier. You understand? You're going to be more prosperous. Amen. You're going to be more righteous. Amen. Because you can have confident expectation. Glory to God. Then he said, this grace will cause our hearts to be comforted. How many of you need to be comforted today? How many of you need that inward knowing that everything going to be all right? You don't just want somebody to tell you everything going to be all right. You want to know for yourself that God can witness to your spirit that everything going to be all right. See, the Holy Spirit is our comforter. You got to allow him to comfort you. He comforts us because of the grace of God that's been given to us. He'll come alongside us and he'll give us encouraging words that will carry us to the next day and the next week and the next month. And we can look back and we say, how did we get over all the things that I've been through this year? How am I still standing here in my right mind? How did I make it? I'm going to tell you, you made it by the grace of God. It was God backing you up when you couldn't feel his presence. It was God standing you up when you was about to fall down. He propped you back up. It was God that gave you the strength to keep on walking when you felt like turning your back and going another way. I'm going to tell you, it was God that gave you the strength in the midnight hour when you were laying in the bed crying at night, wondering how you're going to make it through another day. I'm going to tell you, it's been some grace that's been given to us. You understand? I'm going to tell you, God is a God of mercy and grace. When the devil thought he had you, he thought he had you lock, stock, and barrel. He said, I got this one here. But he didn't take into account that there was going to be some grace released through somebody's prayer. Willie, the devil didn't know that you was going to get saved almost a year ago. I'm going to tell you, the devil thought he had you in Margaret. But I'm going to tell you, there's been some grace that's been released upon this family. Glory to God. I thank God by grace. I'm able to stand today. I'm able to stand in the midst of discouragement. I'm able to stand in the midst of unrealized dreams. Things that you dreamed about that haven't happened yet. But I'm here to tell you today that grace brought me this far, and grace is going to carry me on. Faith always finds a way because there is grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might have had some sorrow. You might have had some tough battles. But you're here today because of the grace of God. We have come this far by grace. Leaning on the Lord. Trusting in His holy word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you're here today and you have not received God's grace and mercy, I'm asking you to come right now. Would you get up out of your seat and come get the grace? Come and receive eternal life today. Oh, if you're not saved today, would you come to Jesus today? Would you give your heart to Jesus today and receive God's outpouring of grace? The scripture says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible says that God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. If you're not saved today, if you're backslid and you say, I'm just away from God, I messed up, but I want to come and receive grace, it's going to take some humility. It's going to take you humbling yourself and saying, I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think. I need the grace that God gives, and I ain't going to let a team of wild horses keep me from my blessing today. If you are here today and you need grace, come and receive today from Jesus. He's the author and the finish of our faith. The Bible says that grace and truth came by Jesus. Grace and truth comes by Him. I wouldn't have made it this year. It had not been for the grace of God. God has carried me. He's carried me. He's carried me. He's carried me through the stormy seas. He's carried me through some tough terrain. He's been with me every step of the way. Life is not always easy, but God is always good. Thank God for His grace today. Is there somebody else that will come and receive today what you need? You can come boldly to the throne of grace and get it. The Lord is here to help you today and to minister to you. He's going to minister life to you and peace. If you're missing peace, you got some missing pieces. You got some places in your life that's broken. Maybe you've been wounded. Maybe you even been disappointed at God because you thought God let you down. I'm going to tell you, He's not mad at you. He just wants to put His arms around you and love you again. If you'll return to Him, He'll return to you. Would you come today? Receive grace. Come and receive what you need.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center.